And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined this weekend by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley and Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats. Sheriff Pooley, we talked a lot during the first couple segments about the fire season and things to be aware of and planning for future fire seasons as well. You know, as we now move towards the winter months and the rainy season appears to have arrived, you know, what are some things to just keep in mind over these coming months?
First of all, thank goodness for the rain. I'm ready for it. But I want to kind of roll off of what Dory said at the very last part of the last segment. What do you have in your car? Especially if you get up the hill, there's going to be snow. Do you have a pair of gloves? Do you have an extra blanket? Do you have chains in your car? Do you have maybe some kitty litter in your car, so in case you get stuck? Things like that. You just need to change your mindset. It's going to start getting cold. You know, this is the time of year when our search and rescue team starts getting really busy. It's nice down here in Sonora. People go up and they get caught in bad weather, inclement weather. They get in trouble. You just need to start thinking ahead. You can drive 1 hour in our county and be in the snow. And so start thinking ahead, knowing the weather, what's going to happen. I know we got a lot of weather coming up this weekend. Is the pass closed? Where are they closing down the highway? Things like that. Just start thinking about those types of things. But really, I know in the winter, I always have an extra jacket and gloves in case I have to get out of the car, I get stuck or broken down.
You know, during the winter months, when I see the gas tank about half full, I'm thinking, oh, better fill that up.
Yep. Time to start thinking.
Yep.
Dory Beats, anything else you'd like to add on that topic?
Yeah, I think being prepared for anything. Whether you believe in climate change or not, you know, Mother Nature at the end of the day will have her final say. And the more you can be prepared as we go into the winter season, as the sheriff said, making sure that you have those extra supplies with you. We saw last year, in fact, one of my first proclamations when we had the winter storm in January and February, a lot of folks, you know, because of downed trees and the amount of snow, could not get out of their home. So it's not just when you're traveling, but it's also having those extra supplies. You know, if you can get to, you know, the ability to have a backup generator, that's great. If not, you have to be able to, you know, have a source of heat, an ability, you know, to shelter in place, basically. Sometimes because we had folks that could not physically get out of their homes or their driveways or their communities because of the downed trees. So thinking that way as well, not just while you're in the car, but also at home, having all of those necessities, backup food that you can use, having, you know, ice chests that you can put all your, you know, fridge food out on the freezer so that you can still keep it cold during the winter because the power is out, all of those different things, having a backup plan to your backup plan as we move forward to winter.
If you recently moved to the area, make sure that generator is outdoors and not in the laundry room or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. There is definitely a fire and a health and safety mechanism that goes with that, or warnings and guidings that we want you to follow because we want you to be safe inside as well.
Well, we have just a couple more minutes on this weekend's Motherload Views. We touched on a lot of topics. Sheriff Pooley, anything else that you'd like to add or as we wrap up today?
No, I just really think, as Dory said, it has to be all-encompassing. Your ability to be prepared for anything. We had the snows last year. We had wonderful, two older ladies called us. They had no heat. They had no ability to heat water. Those are the little things that you need to be prepared for. If not, we're always opening up the warming centers and things like that. Know where to go. Know who to call. Know your neighbors. Your neighbors may have everything you need to get you through. So I guess just really know your neighbors. Be prepared for anything. And I'm hoping for a really wet winter.
I agree with that. And Dory Beats, anything else you'd like to add as we wrap up?
I think it's, as the sheriff said, know your neighbor. We did have a lot of situations where we had elderly individuals, and we have a large demographic in our county that are elderly. And if we can take the time to help those individuals out collectively in our neighborhoods and in our communities, I think that's really going to go a long way to help us. We will, you know, if we need be, activating warming centers and working with first responder agencies communities and individuals to get folks in the right place if they run out. But it goes back to that individual preparedness. We live in a community in a county where we will see winter storms and we will be impacted by them. That is not going to be a surprise, and no one should be surprised, whether it's a PSPS or it's power outages because of the trees down and the amount of snow that we could get. So being individually responsible for your own preparedness is really going to help us collectively, and it's going to help us and our first responder agencies. And if we work to do that, we are going to come out ahead. Absolutely.
And real quick, before we wrap up, those Everbridge and those notifications that you mentioned earlier, what's the best way to go sign up?
Yeah, so two ways. You can go to Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, search emergency alerts. It'll take you right to the link, or you can search on your mobile device, Everbridge, and type in emergency Tuolumne County Emergency Alert and sign up that way.
Well, we thank you both for coming on and being our guests on Motherload Views.
Thank you so much, BJ.
Be safe.
Definitely. We thank Dory Beetz, who is the Office of Emergency Services Coordinator for Tuolumne County, as well as Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. They were our guests on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we're going to be talking about a new topic of conversation in the community, Blue Zones. It's a new initiative that's being unveiled. You can hear all about it next week. We're going to be talking with the local executive director, Tyler Somerset. He's going to fill us in on everything. That is next week coming up on Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.